morning we're starting the Chayot Mekhal Mem Tes, Simon Aleph. So these are the lachas of Bracha Rishana of Birchas Nehenen, and I'm going to start with the lachas of Shehako. So the Chayotim gives an introduction into the whole concept of brachas, the idea that we make brachas. So he says the following, Ksiv l'Hashem ha'oratzum l'ya. The Pasuk says that everything in the world belongs to Hashem. The Pasuk also says, ha'oratzum l'san libnei adam. So the Gemara says, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? Does it belong to Hashem or is it given to us? The Gemara says it depends whether you make a bracha or not. The correct understanding of the world is the world is everything belongs to Hashem, so it's holy. It has a holiness in it. And just like that, to take something of hektish for yourself, it requires that you do an act of pidyon. And a person who will take something of hektish without the pidyon is doing an act of me'ilah, of misappropriating something for his own use away from hektish. So similarly, a person is not allowed to be nehenah from this world without making a bracha, and the bracha acts as the act of pidyon, of redeeming it from hektish and bringing it into your possession. So is this svara, and what level of a svara is this? Is this a derisa level svara, or is it rabbinic? There's a Pnei Yeshua which understand that this is a derisa level svara, but in general, the approach of the poskim is to assume that this is a rabbinic concept. These are all asmachtas, it's a rabbinic concept. But in the logic tells me that's not appropriate to take something from this world without in some way acknowledging it and recognizing that it comes from Hashem. So there was a tekana, and this already goes back to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who they created the nusach of tefillah. They also created the nusach of the brachas that we say, that one must make a bracha before they're nehenah from something. Now, there is a Gemara which says that David HaMelech instituted that a person has to make 100 brachas every day. Did it mean in the form of the bracha that we say it right now, or is it different? That's not clear. But the concept of bracha existed before Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, well before it. The person would make up their own nusach of bracha. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were the ones who put in place that you must make the bracha. David says that a person must make brachas, but it's not also to benefit without the bracha. They put in place that one must make the bracha, otherwise it's also to have it. And they put in place the nusach of the bracha that one must follow. So there are at least two tzikonas on the part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in this regards. The iser and the nusach of the bracha that one must use. And if a person does not use that nusach, they have not fulfilled their obligation of bracha. Whereas from the time of David HaMelech, a person could have fulfilled his obligation of a bracha in any language any phraseology that he created. Now, so when we say that we make these brachas, Chazal came along and said that the appropriate way to make the bracha is to look at the item and see how, in some way, it's a unique element. There's a unique element of chesed that Bereshit has done for the world, and that's how you're supposed to make the bracha. So we have to give the bracha mi'ein, the source of what the bracha is, well. So the Chayyadim talks about the root for that concept. The tefillahs and the brachas that we say during the days of the week, the days of the year, are to reflect that the special unique character of that time. The body in a royal of orech b'shabbos brachas arius lepesach b'chiyotzibay. So we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu our recognition and blessing for that which He's given to me at this period of time. even though theoretically I could have spoken about that Pesach is a wonderful gift to Klal Yisrael. That's true. The gift of Pesach is a true, wonderful gift to Klal Yisrael. Anytime you think about that idea that we have Pesach. But it's the appropriate time to talk about Pesach is on Pesach. And the appropriate time to talk about Shabbos is on Shabbos. So saying, on Tuesday, saying, you know, it's so wonderful that you didn't have Shabbos. Baruch Adonai Hashem, Kadesh Shabbos. That's not the appropriate time to say it. The appropriate time to say it is on Shabbos, even though arguably we could have said it at a different time, it would make sense. But the appropriate time to say it is more in conjunction with that type of item. Okay, Tzarkel Baruch, I'll call Dabar B'Dabar, B'Chosei Haru Yoloi. Therefore, Chazal said that the brachas that we give have to be specific, or some level of being specific. Okay, we'll get that word correct some other time. So the person has to say the appropriate bracha, and therefore Chazal made some brachas more specific than others. And we will talk about the idea of how to say the brachas when each bracha applies. Okay, we will hold it here, and meanwhile, have a good day.